Last week on Coach.
So, here we are, Peter. You and me. It's one question that keeps running through my mind, you know, as a father. What the hell are you doing with a 24-year-old girl?
Look, let's not do this. I'm a little too old to be playing Johnny coming to the door to take a daughter to the drive-in. I care a lot for her. We're very happy together.
You said you'd be happy to spend the weekend here.
Oh, what am I supposed to say? You put me in a position where I can't say no. I'm too old for this.
No, you know what? You're not too old. You're just too much of a jerk.
Goodbye, Kelly.
Kelly, how you holding up?
Hey, Kelly doesn't want to talk about this, Ruth Ann.
It's okay, Dad. I'm doing all right, Ruth Ann.
Take it from me. Just go back home and start looking for the next one.
Hey, Dauber.
Kelly, you know something? Moving to New York all by yourself? I never could have done that.
Don't sell yourself short. I mean, you could probably do anything you wanted to. Heck, you're the only person in that whole room full of people smart enough to know what I'm feeling right now.
Thanks, Kelly. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. What am I doing?
What are you doing? Oh, there are two of us here, Dauber. I'm doing it, too.
My God, Kelly. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I threw myself at you. I took advantage of you. Oh, my God.
I wanted to kiss you.
No, Kelly, we can't do this. We've known each other too long. It's like incest.
We are not related.
Well, okay, but except for that part, it's like incest.
Dauber, we're friends. We kissed. I thought it felt good. Didn't it feel good?
Yeah.
I did not know that was going to happen either. But it did, and it's okay. It feels good not to be alone. Sometimes I just need to be held. Dauber.
God, I'm sorry, Kelly. It's just so weird.
Why is it weird? There's nothing wrong with this.
What if somebody sees us?
We're just talking now.
I wasn't thinking about just talking.
We're a little close to the cabin.
Oh.
But I'll be here until Monday.
Oh. No, wait. What if your father finds out?
Are you gonna tell him?
No, God, no!
Then how is he gonna know?
Oh.
Kelly!
Okay, just relax. I'll go back up the path. You go the other way. He'll never know.
Okay.
Kelly!
What time did Luther and Dauber get here this morning?
Well, I woke up at 9. Luther already had his sleeves rolled up and was fiddling with the hot tub.
You know, I haven't seen Luther work that hard since the touchdown club served platters of peel and eat shrimp. Hey, have you seen Kelly?
Yeah, and she seems to be in very good spirits.
Huh. You know, ever since she came back from her walk last night, she seemed like a different person. I tell you, Christy, see, that is the great thing about this cabin. You go for a walk in the woods or down on the dock and you find something out there that just makes you feel better.
Morning.
Hey, honey, how you feeling?
Great. Fine.
Wow, see, I told you that party would cheer you up.
Yeah, it was a great party, Dad. Thanks.
Well, I know what you guys think of me. You think I'm just insensitive and, well, that's just kind of guy I am, you know? I'm direct and to the point, you know? I mean, I always know what's going on. Right, Dobby?
Huh?
Great party last night, huh, Dobby?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Blast. Hey, Christine.
Hey, Dobber.
Kelly?
Dobber?
No, Dobber, I'm surprised you didn't get sick going for a swim on a chilly night like that.
Oh, you know me, Christine. Life of the party. I'll do anything for a laugh.
Nobody saw you jump in.
Yeah, but when I came in all wet and shivering, that was pretty funny, right? Anyway, I'll be back in a few hours to help Luther.
Where are you going?
Oh, I was going to go get some lunch.
Huh. 11 o'clock, Doc. Lunch?
Well, I'm eating earlier because I'm tall. Takes longer for the food to go from here to here.
Dobber, you know, we've got plenty of food left over from last night.
Oh, no, that's okay. No, I'm meeting some friends. In fact, I got to meet them at the restaurant right now. So we'll see you, Christine. See you, Coach Kelly.
Hi.
Hey, Kelly, how about you? What do you say we go get a bite to eat and go for a drive or something?
Oh, actually, Dad, I made plans with some friends of mine that still live around here. We're meeting for lunch.
Well, invite them here. I've got all of this extra food from the party.
Oh, well, that's okay. I'm sure they've already left for the restaurant. See you guys later.
What am I going to do with all this food?
I think your problem's solved.
Hey, and you still have that plumber snake you had around here?
No, Dobber borrowed it over the winter, and I never brought it back.
Where is he?
Gone.
Damn, I can't do anything without it. I'm going to have to go over his apartment and get it.
No, he didn't not going home.
That's all right. I got a key. I'll just go on. Hey, you're going to have to come with me because it's so heavy. I can't carry it. And that clog thing is all... What's that?
Leftovers,
gee. What a terrible thing to call something like that. So beautiful. They shouldn't call it leftovers. They should call it still here's.
You know, I don't think it's a good idea to eat that whole ham today.
I'm not going to. I'm saving some for tonight. Would you get the key out of my pocket? It's in my pocket here.
Why?
Because my hands are all greasy and sticky. Get it?
I don't want to get it.
Come on, Hayden.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Hello, Miss Purnell.
How are you?
Dobber. Coach.
Dobber.
Luther. Kelly.
Dad.
Kelly.
Hi. So how was lunch?
Lunch was good.
Yeah, and it so happened that I met my friends at the same restaurant that Dobber met his friends at.
Yeah, could you believe it? Boy, sounds like one of those coincidences where you think when you're hearing it that the person telling it must be making it up, but then it turns out to be true.
Uh-huh.
So where'd you eat?
The place I can never remember the name of that place.
McDonald's.
McDonald's, you should have told me you're going there. I got coupons. I'd have sold you one.
So you guys met at the restaurant?
Yeah, and some of my friends knew some of his friends, so we just got food to go and came back and ate it here.
Yeah, see, I wanted everybody to come to my apartment to see my new, picture. You like it? It's a cat.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So we came back here and we ate, and boy, we had a lot of stuff. And the reason you don't see any of the garbage is because...
It's in the garbage can.
Right, and, you know, I like to keep the place tidy, except for the bed. But you know, today is Sunday, and I'm kind of a religious fellow. And, you know, the Bible says that the Lord made the world in 6 days, and on the seventh day, he didn't make anything, including the bed.
Amen to that. Hey, Luke came over to get Hayden's plumber snake. Where is it?
It's in the storage room.
Okay, we'll go get it. Come on, Hayden.
Yeah, we'll see you guys back at the cabin.
All right.
You know, Christine, I think Kelly and Dauber are sleeping together.
What?
I think Kelly and Dauber
no,
are
No, no, don't say it again.
No, I mean it, Christine.
I can't believe it.
Well, you can't believe it. Dauber's like a son to me, and Kelly's like a daughter to me.
She is your daughter.
Oh, my God.
You are imagining this. You have to be.
Oh, okay. But let's say they're not sleeping together. Then you gotta believe that Dauber couldn't remember the name of the biggest restaurant chain in the whole wide world, and he invites 20 people over to his apartment to see a picture of a cat, and he doesn't make his bed on Sundays because he's a religious fellow.
Did Luther pick up on this?
Oh, Luther didn't hear anything after McDonald's.
They have known each other for so long. You'd think if something like this was going to happen, it would have happened already.
What do you know?
Nothing. I'm as surprised as you are. Maybe it does make sense that it's happening now. You know, Kelly's been hurt. She's a little vulnerable right now. She's on the rebound, and Dauber's still sort of on the rebound himself.
Poor guy, I may have to kill him.
Peyton, you're not going to kill anybody.
No, I mean it, Christine. I don't want to, but I'm going to have to kill him. We've been friends for 12 years. I'll feel bad about it afterwards, but I think I got to kill him.
Peyton, they're both adults. You know, this is really none of your business.
None of my business? One of my best friends and my daughter are sleeping together. It's none of my business?
This bothers you so much, then why didn't you ask him?
Oh, yeah, well, I'm supposed to go in there tomorrow and say, hey, Dauber, are you sleeping with my daughter?
Yes, why not?
Because it's none of my business.
Look, you said to Kelly she should find someone with values, someone who's, you know, sweet and nice and good to her. Isn't that Dauber?
Honey, they are completely wrong for each other. Kelly is sophisticated and she's polished. She's professional. And Dauber is just a simple guy. He's rough around the edges. He's kind of a lug. I mean, how in the hell is a relationship like that going to work? But Dauber?
What is wrong with Dauber?
Well, nothing's wrong with Dauber. I mean, I love him like the way a father loves a son. But, you know, not the smart son, but the other son. The son that goes to vocational school and keeps pigeons. That's still love, right?
Right.
And Kelly's special. She deserves to have someone special. I want her to find somebody successful so she can eventually get all the things that she does deserve.
She came up here with a guy like that. And you wanted to kill him, too. You can't kill all of them, can you?
Maybe not. But I owe it to my daughter to sure as hell try.
Do you want to see me, Coach?
Yeah. Sit down, son. Dauber. How long have we known each other, Doc?
Going on 12 years now.
Uh-huh. And in those 12 years, how often would you say we sat down and had a serious talk?
Maybe a dozen times.
When do those talks usually happen?
Usually when I've screwed up in a big way and you got a big problem with me.
So, here we are. Now, there's no easy way to say this, Dob, so I'm just going to come right out and ask you. Is there something going on between you and Kelly?
You know, Coach, I figured when you called me in here that you wanted to discuss this, and I got very nervous, but then I realized I'm an adult, and you're an adult, and there's no reason why I can't be honest and just tell you the truth.
It's none of your business. Oh, I hope you understand. You know, the old Dauber, he'd have been so scared that he'd have answered you right away, and then he would have begged your forgiveness and your approval, and he wouldn't have left here till he knew he had your blessing. But I'm not like that anymore. I've grown up. I've realized that I don't have to tell you that Kelly and I are seeing each other.
Dauber, she's my daughter.
I know, Coach. I feel terrible about this. The first time I kissed her, all I could see was your face.
And that didn't stop you? Dauber, she's going through a breakup. She's vulnerable now.
Coach, you know I would never take advantage of her. I would never take advantage of anybody. It just happened.
I gotta tell you, you and Kelly, and I am a little uncomfortable about this.
Why? Don't you think I'm good enough for her? Look, I don't know where this relationship is going, and I don't know who you think Kelly should be with, but I do know this. I know I'm not the most exciting guy in the world, but I try to be nice and thoughtful and generous, and you know I'm the most loyal guy there is. So if that's good enough for me to be your friend, why isn't it good enough for me to go out with your daughter?
You're right, Doc.
How long before we leave for the airport?
About 5 minutes.
So, I was thinking that, maybe next weekend I could come out to New York.
Next weekend?
Yeah, I can take some time off, and then the weekend after that, I can meet you somewhere halfway, like Chicago.
Whoa. Don't you think we're getting a little ahead of ourselves?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, maybe we should just relax, see what happens.
What's going to happen?
I don't know. Next weekend, the weekend after.
Are you dumping me?
Dumping you? Dauber, there's nothing to be dumped from.
Nothing? Oh, what about yesterday and the night before that?
Oh, that was really special.
Yeah.
You made me feel attractive and like you really wanted to be with me. And you were exactly who I wanted to be with. It was a perfect moment.
It was longer than a moment, wasn't it?
You know, just because two people sleep together, it doesn't mean that they have to fall in love.
Oh, I guess not. Yeah. It's just that the other time, times, many, many times, that this happened, that's what it did mean.
Are you really in love with me?
Well, no, I guess not. You're in love with me?
No.
You don't have to answer so quickly. I don't love you, Kelly.
I don't love you too, Dauber.
Hi, guys. Oh, look at you two kids.
Dad.
Oh, come on now. Let me in here, huh? Oh, man, you guys make a terrific couple. Because I'm so excited about all this, I got you some travel coupons.
And that way, this terrific couple can be together whenever they like.
Dad, we're not a couple.
What?
We're not a couple.
What the hell did you do, daughter?
Dad! Dad, we talked about it, and we realized, basically, we're just really good friends.
Huh? But Kelly, he's kind, he's decent, he's loving, he's loyal, he's a religious fellow.
Coach, I feel the same way as Kelly.
But it...
It's okay. But... It's okay, Dad. I'll call you from New York.
Yeah, I'll see you later, Coach.
But how can you do this to me?